Thank you. You may be seated. Welcome to our guest today. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to do a study today, a brief study. I'm watching our time. We have a good, long, blessed day ahead of us. I want to get us out of here in good time. I want to ask you to go to two openings, Romans chapter 1, which is the text for today's devotional. And also, I'm going to ask you to go to Luke chapter 5. And our children are going to children's church, so thank you, Dr. Kelly. And we want to today encourage you in a word. Our theme for anniversary is fighting the good fight of faith. And I want to call this message today, From Faith to Faith, Let Down Your Nets, Change Your Life. Say, from faith to faith, let down my nets and change my life. I've got no PowerPoint today, so you'll want to go ahead and follow me in your Bibles and make notes if you want to. In fact, the back of the bulletin is a place for note taking, so feel free to use that. But Romans chapter 1, verse 16 is our text in our devotional, Romans Road devotional for today. It says, For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in that gospel, in that message, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. What we know about our ministry and our work together as a church family is that we have progressed from faith to faith. And our faith is in Jesus. Our faith is in God, and it leads to God. So your faith originates in the gospel that Christ died for us, was buried, rose again, saved us. If you're saved, raise your hand. Amen. Thank God. The gospel did that. Made us righteous. And he says, now we go from one level of faith to new levels of faith. So we don't go from faith to frustration. We go from faith to faith. And the just, it says, shall live by faith. Now, I want to use a story here from the gospel according to Luke. Familiar story about Peter and the boat he loaned to Jesus. And I want to reflect on this story in our context of our message, because what Peter went through, sometimes you're going through. What you're facing, what Peter faced, you faced. So Luke chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, So it was when a multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, to hear the gospel, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and the net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, and they began to sink, packed with fish. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid, for from now on you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. Great story. I want to draw from this story today several lessons. First of which is this, that there is always something more and greater for you than you have realized up to this point in your life. Peter couldn't have known that day would begin and end the way it did. Jesus knew. And the unfolding of that purpose that God has for you is awaiting a challenge of faith. Because you can't go from faith to faith without being challenged in your faith. We let some challenge, some assignment, something God says he wants us to do. That's what our opportunity is, to go from faith to faith. Well, Peter had faith in his fishing ability. He had faith as a professional fisherman, not faith in God, but faith in that natural sense. And so Peter went out fishing, as the custom was, as his job was, and they caught nothing that night. So when Jesus said to him, go back out and let down your nets again, Peter said, no, he thought, well, wait a minute now, you know, I'm a fisherman. I'm a professional fisherman. I got faith in fishing. I know what the fish are doing. They're not catching, aren't biting tonight. There's no fish. The fish aren't there. And so Peter at first said, I'm not going to do this. Now, the first word is this. They were washing their nets. They were washing their nets. Now, washing nets meant the job was done. They had tried to catch fish, and now the night was over, and now they're washing nets, going to put the nets away and, you know, and go home and then come back the next day or tonight, the following day, or that evening, and try to catch more fish or catch some fish. And so washing nets kind of symbolizes the frustration you may have or the unsuccessful outcome of some effort. And you recognize, you know, it's not working. So haul the nets in, wash them, fold them, get them ready for next time. And so there was Peter and his partners washing nets because it signaled the fruitless end of an effort. So they were picking out the seaweeds and the stuff you didn't want, little bitty fish, you know, things you didn't want, cleaning nets, clean them up. But they would rather be taking fish from those nets than just like seaweed and stuff they didn't intend to catch. Now, notice this, that Peter, when Jesus said, go back out there, Peter initially said, it doesn't make sense what he's saying. He's thinking, this doesn't make sense. But he said, at your word, because you said it. Now, Jesus borrowed Peter's boat because one of the first things that Jesus does when he's getting ready to bless you, he'd ask you for something. He'd ask you for something. He wants you to give him something, do something for him. He wants you to be involved in his purposes. And so Jesus tried using the boat. Actually, the real reason was that in going out from the shore in a boat, the water amplified his voice. It's a known fact that preaching from a boat a few yards out will give your voice more carry, that it goes off the water, than preaching in a crowd of people all around you. That's why he did it. So Peter had the opportunity to be blessed by serving God's purpose to lend Jesus his boat. And so that in the midst of washing nets, in the midst of being tired, in the midst of saying, you know, I want to go home, Jesus. He could have said, no, said, look, man, I got to go home. I've been out all night. See these nets? They empty. That means I caught no fish. I mean, he could have went on and on. But he didn't. Because God had a plan. Didn't God say through Isaiah that my thoughts are not your thoughts? That's right. My ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So there's some high thoughts and high ways that Jesus had in store for Peter. He had a good sense to be still. He could have ran away and missed his blessing. Amen. See, there's no failure in God. There are only better ways to move forward. Got that? There's no failure in God. It's just a better way to go forward. It's about going from faith to faith, not from faith to frustration. So Jesus saw Peter's frustration and saw the opportunity to help him elevate his life. Now, say, let down your nets. So when Jesus said to Peter, let those nets down, go out, launch out into the deep. They didn't fish in deep water. So the word deep didn't mean deep water. It meant deep like profound. It meant deep like learn something. And so he went out there with their shallow nets, as their custom was, where no fish were. But at the word, at Jesus' word, he launched back out there. And that, to him, that was his challenge of faith. That was how he got to go from faith to faith. You don't go to faith without being challenged in your faith. Amen, somebody? He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. I like that. It was specific. Not let them down, just get them wet again. No, let them down for a catch. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 5 that when he did that, verse 6, it says, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. And the net was breaking. God commanded the fish from all over the lake. Hey, you fish, you go over there. He just sent them over there. You know, that was fish in the lake. They just weren't where he was at the time he fished the night before. So the Lord ordered the fish to go over there. They ran over there, gave their life for the purposes of God. And the Bible says they caught so many fish, the net was breaking. He called his partner. They filled up their little boat, their nets and boat. So they had two boats full of fish. Who knows how many? We know this, though, at the end of the story. The Bible says they dragged their boats to land and forsook all and followed him. Now, for one, they had enough money to do that. They made enough money on that catch to hold them for a while. Amen, somebody? Yeah. So, you know, God worked it out. He wasn't just saying, leave your business. No, listen, I'll bless your business in one day. I'll give you so much money in one day. You can follow me for a while. Praise God. See, God covers all the bases. You're going to serve God and be broke. Amen. Or not for long. You get broke sometimes, but not for long. So then, now watch this, because our text in Romans said that the gospel is the power of God to those who believe. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So Peter had a self-righteousness issue. Because again, when Jesus said, go back out, let your nets down, Peter said, Lord, you know, we fished all night, caught nothing. And then when they caught all those fish, Peter said, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. He became convicted. See that in Luke chapter 5, in verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Why was he sinful? He was sinful because he doubted Jesus. He recognized he was full of himself. He was full of self-righteousness, but had just enough sense to listen to Jesus. That's all it takes. You know what I mean? I mean, hey, I had enough sense one day to listen to Jesus. In all my craziness and madness, I had enough sense on July 8th, 1978, to listen to him. Just enough, long enough to find out what he had for me. And I had no idea how much he had in store for me. I had no idea how much God had for me. And so that I recognize, yeah, I'm a sinful man, Lord. In contrast to your goodness, to your grace, Lord, save me. So Peter both got blessed and saved that day and called to the ministry. Now watch this, because the Bible here says that when all those fish came in and they began to have the benefits of the obedience, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans, again, Paul said in Romans, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word is the rhema. Rhema word is God's revealed word. So we said, go out, launch out into the deep, let your nets down. That was a rhema word. You follow me? That was a specific instruction from God, from Jesus. See, when God gives you instruction that's specific and that's full of his purpose and you're obedient to it, that's how your faith works. Your faith is based on what God said. And your faith plus God's promise equals blessing. Amen. Say, my faith plus God's promise equals blessing. Every time, one way or another. And so the challenge of faith took Peter from faith in his own faith, that is his fishing ability, to faith in God's supernatural power, in God's ability. He could have refused what Jesus said, like most people do, but he would have missed out on the larger purpose of God and a whole lot of money. Don't forget that part. He got the purpose and some money. That was a great day, y'all. That day began, he was broke, man. He's worried about going home and tell Mrs. Peter, man, hey, we ain't caught no fish. His wife, you know, Mrs. Peter, hey, we don't have nothing. Not today. We're going to be doing macaroni and cheese today, or spaghetti and sauce, or white beans, you know, whatever your broke meal is. He's thinking about that. He's dreading going home, you know. So talk about this. When Jesus said, launch out. He's like, you know what? I'm going to hang around here for a while anyway because I'm already in trouble. I ain't going home. No, I'm going to stay up here as long as I can. I don't want to go home anyway right now. He just hung out. It may have been. He's scared to go home. All right, take the boat, Jesus. That's my excuse. Come home. Mrs. Peter like, where you been? Well, Jesus had my boat. But he came home. He came home like, hey, guess what I did? Guess what happened today, honey? Jesus came into my life, blessed me, and it showed her the money. Glory to God. And got into the purpose. So they were all encouraged enough, even though the money didn't last probably all 3 years of the ministry, but they got a good start. Follow me? They were encouraged enough to continue to trust the Lord and keep going. See, faith to faith isn't just like one time. It's all the time. Faith to faith, to faith, to faith. New challenges, new assignments lift you further into God's purpose. Y'all believe that? Amen. So then we find that in this story, God had great purpose for Peter. He has greater purpose for you. And there's always this day, you know, there's always on a day, everything happens on a day, obviously. So there is just a day for you to recognize, if it's this day or tomorrow, I can't say when, but there will come a challenge of faith, an opportunity for you to go from faith to faith. If you're going from faith to frustration, or faith to fear, or faith to failure, you can now go from faith to faith when the Lord helps you and gives you a promise and a new instruction. Y'all receive that? And the Bible says, the story concludes here. It says that in Luke chapter 5, it says verse 9, for he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. Just astonished. And in verse 10 it says, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. For from now on, you will catch men. You're going to catch people. You're going to get people saved. You're going to serve people. You're going to gather in people like you're gathering these fish over here. That's your new assignment. That's your challenge of faith. And they heard that. And I didn't hear no response from them. All it said was, so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. They followed Jesus. That's how that day ended for them. And so I want to just encourage us that when you let down your nets in obedience to Jesus, you can change your life. Amen. Obedience changed my life. Still changing my life. And through your changed life, others can be changed. Others can be helped and empowered through your obedience. Not just in full-time ministry, but also in your job and how you handle yourself on your job, and even in and around your job, you know, the assignments you take, the church, the work in the church you're doing, community service, you know, you can't just be all about your job. Because in heaven, he won't say, well done, good and faithful servant, for your job. Not for your job, not specifically for your job. But as it relates to how you serve God's purpose, you know, in your whole life, job included, he'll reward you for your total commitment. Amen, somebody? Amen. Because when you serve God, you don't always get paid for that. But you're not doing it to get paid, although you do get, you know, God blesses you. But you're serving God's purpose because you recognize that that gospel that saved me, that gospel that God revealed to me that has changed my life, that gospel by which I can live by faith, that gospel that has set me on a path toward heaven, that gospel needs to be shared with people. Other folk need to know what I know. I can't keep this to myself. Amen, somebody? We're called the light of the world. A city set in the hill cannot be hidden. Salt of the earth, light of the world. And so this is what Jesus did in Peter's life. He, through a opportunity to exercise faith in God's word, he received not only a blessing in his business and resource and finances, he received a greater purpose for his whole life. And that's always the thing you want to pursue. It's not just things and money, but to pursue purpose. Say, pursue purpose. To know why you're born, to live out your divine destiny. Because again, there's no failure in God. There's only better ways forward. And the Bible says that we can have what's called great success, good success. Good success is doing things God's way, God's way. All of God's servants in the Bible who had that purpose were blessed. I mean, unless the purpose was to suffer and have lack, otherwise there's provision for God's people and God's servants all throughout the Bible, Old and New Testaments. Because you cannot serve God and do his will without resources. I mean, man, listen, Jesus had so much money that when Judas stole something, nobody missed it. Not for a while. Right? If you broke, you're going to miss that dollar you got. That bag got $10 in it. Somebody take five. That bag is light. No, they had resources. Didn't brag about it. Didn't talk about it. They gambled for Jesus' garment. Seamless garment. When he crucified and took the garment, they gambled. You don't gamble for no raggedy garment. So this whole thing of, you know, blessed be the poor. No, I said blessed be the poor in spirit. It's a big difference, y'all. Say it's a big difference. Blessed be the poor. I don't think so. Here's the bottom line. If you think being poor is a blessing, you've not been poor enough. Everybody poor and broke, no, ain't no blessing in that. No. The blessing is coming up out of it. The blessing is the challenge of faith, obeying God and coming up to a better place in life. Not that you become rich always, but you have a full supply. So this is the lesson that Peter learned. Went from faith to faith. Simple obedience to God elevated his whole life, brought him resources, took him to a whole new place. And now Peter's revered not as a fisherman, but as an apostle. As a servant of God. We think of him now as one of the apostles, one of God's key people in the kingdom, in his time. His fisherman life was just, you know, as part of his life, but it's the background to his life. The foreground is servant of God. We can all be servants of God, whether you're full-time ministry or not. We all should be servants of God. Amen. We all ought to do our jobs well, be known for excellence in our job, and all that. That's very important as a witness. But don't forget, you are more than your job. Amen. You do not live to work. Amen. You work to live. Amen. Big difference. You know, you work to get some money unless you work for free. Anybody work for free? Well, you do if you volunteer. But that's because of purpose. Amen, somebody? Amen. So let's just wrap up here. Just say this, that, you know, I just thank God for the opportunity to share with you today. And on this anniversary day, it's a beautiful opportunity. Always to celebrate the victory we have, to recognize that we're fighting the good fight of faith. A good fight is one you keep fighting because the outcome is already determined. You don't fight to win. You've already won. Amen. You fight taking the steps to get to the point, to the end of what God has promised you. Amen. You know, when you started school, you didn't start school to quit and drop out. That may have happened, but you can get back in. But you started school to complete a purpose, right? And so the point was, no matter how hard it became for you, how difficult it was, and it was difficult, you kept on fighting the good fight of faith. Because, listen, not to win, not to graduate, you fought to just finish what you said you would do and what God gave you opportunity to do. My purpose changes sometime. I left school, went back later. My purpose changed. All I'm saying is, whatever it is, fight the good fight of faith. And listen to me, and when you understand the power of the gospel, that in that gospel is your righteousness, you can leave all that self-righteousness behind. Don't argue based on what, on who you are, on what you know. Argue based on what, live based on what God has done for you. Now you should have, listen, we have skills and knowledge. I'm not saying you don't have that. Paul was educated. Paul could write the Bible because he was, you know, educated. But he didn't trust in that. He trusted in the Jesus Christ who saved him, and he leaned on the righteousness of God. Because, listen, in the righteousness of God, he says, verse 17, Romans 1, for in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. So then, as you live by faith, understand God's righteousness, you can then elevate to different levels of faith. Now, if you stop believing God's word, stop trusting in Jesus, in the word of God, in his gospel, you lose the strength and energy to keep advancing in faith. Sometimes when your faith stalls out, go check yourself. You may find that you become self-righteous, over-opinionated, right? Looking down at people, what's wrong with them? Ever heard the phrase, the pot called the kettle black? I heard a politician, Chris has another politician, for his past indiscretions. And he had his own. I'm like, how do you do that? How do you, with your jacked up life, criticize another person for his past jacked up life? What kind of person? That's self-righteousness. That's foolishness. So we don't, listen, so don't start trusting in self. Yeah, have confidence in what God's given you, but please don't make the mistake of regressing from your faith walk through self-righteousness. But as you trust the gospel, as you let God take you step by step, as you obey those challenges of faith, launch out into the deep, let your nets down, that's your opportunity to go from faith to faith. Amen? Let's all stand. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us, Lord God, of how powerful and important it is for us to trust in the gospel, the good news, the basic message of what Jesus did for us. And because of what Jesus did, Lord, we have your righteousness revealed in us. Not our righteousness, your righteousness. Even as Peter found out that as a professional fisherman, having his own faith in himself, his own righteousness in himself, and yet all he knew could not help him catch fish on that night. But one word from Jesus that Peter obeyed changed everything for him. Changed his life. Took away the self-right. He confessed his sin and became a follower of Jesus. And Lord, that's the power of the word. That's the power of the gospel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We heard that today. We hear it now. And we're going to are going to continue following you. Those of us who know you will continue to follow you and obey this gospel. For there's no failure in you, Lord God, only better ways to move forward. Hallelujah. And it's about going from faith to faith, not faith to frustration, not faith, Lord God, to fear, but to sit there at your feet and wait for an instruction from you and go to the word of God we already have, the Bible. And just read it and lift, let your Holy Spirit lift out to us truth. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. We give God some praise. Be blessed today. Hallelujah.